right now we are joined in the media center by our Pro Stock Motorcycle winner in the Camping World Series, Angel, 44th career NHRA National Event win, but first of the season, maybe more importantly, first on the Suzuki, which is a milestone for Vance and Hines. Angel got through flying Ryan Ehler, and then back-to-back runs against Vance and Hines, Andrew and Eddie, going to the final round against Joey Gladstone, where maybe for the first time in her career, she was not the emotional favorite, as Joey was rallying back from a horrific crash of his teammate, Corey Reed. Angel didn't get off the starting line, but won the race. Something happened on the top end with Joey. Angel, just walk us through your race day and then tell us about the final.
I feel like, can you hear me? I don't really need this. I talk pretty loud.
There you
okay.
go.
I feel like my race day started 3 weeks ago, August 29th, when Ida hit my hometown. I'll try to get through this without getting emotional again. But I've struggled this year on the Suzuki. I didn't think it was going to be this hard, especially after learning how to ride that Harley, because that was pretty tough. And I mastered it, and just when I got it, they took it away from me and put me on this rocket ship that I affectionately call Black Beauty. Anyway, so I was struggling on the bike. I finally am coming around with it. I'm not exactly where I need to be, but I'm getting close. So my mission, so to speak, to win this race started 3 weeks ago because I wanted to win the U.S. Nationals, and Eddie took that from me. And then I wanted to win the last race, and Steve Johnson took that from me. And then this race, I really didn't think I was even going to make it to the final. I knew I had to race Ryan first round, which is like a final round. You know, he's just been struggling a little bit as well, but got past him, and then I had my crew chief. I had to race my crew chief second round, and I even asked them in the trailer, you know, if I beat my crew chief, does he win or do I win? I'm not real sure who won that round, but I know I got the win late, so then I had to race Eddie, and then, of course, I tried to give that one to Eddie with a 001 reaction time. Nobody ever wants to be that quick on the starting line, but it happened. And I think it had a lot to do with what happened to me in the final round. Wanted to make sure the light was green. You can't win unless you go green. Well, it was very green. I was late. I took a little nap. I felt very guilty, especially after what happened with Corey. And I know how bad Joey wants this. And I want to see everybody win their first race. And it was probably the least happiest I've ever been to win. And I was emotionally torn because I wanted to win it so bad for my friends and family back at home. I wanted to win it for my team. I wanted to win for Vance and Hines and Mission. But I hated to take it away from Joey in that fashion. You know, if I would have earned it, I feel like my team earned the win more than I did. I tried to throw it away again with the light, but then I had to remind myself that drag racing isn't always about skill. It's a lot about luck. And I mean, Joey got some luck in the third round to go to the final when Steve Johnson crossed the center line. So then I had to stop feeling guilty and start feeling happy for myself and my team, because I feel like I deserve it. I feel like we raced our butts off today, and the opportunity was there, and I took it, and my win light came on, and I'm very excited and proud, and I definitely dedicate this Wally to South Louisiana.
All right, let's open it up to members of the media. We'll start off with NHRA National Dragster Phil Burgess.
How hard is it for you to get back on the bike? I mean, Corey was your teammate, let alone the
Look.
And to see that happen and then to get back in there. And
I almost wanted to say I don't want to do this anymore today. You know, you start thinking about what you're risking out there when you, and, you know, I know Corey knows it now. He's a father himself, and I'm a mother of two girls, and I weigh my risks. You know I have a safe motorcycle, I have an awesome team, we have a safe racing surface, we have awesome safety safari that takes care of us, but I do know the risks. And when I see something like that happen, and it actually happened to me in qualifying, the exact same thing, was going pretty straight, it pulled me to the center line, I was running Eddie in qualifying when it happened, and I had to hang off of it just like Corey did. Fortunately, I was able to bring it back, but it was exactly the same thing. And so I think the only reason I was literally able to get through it was because I was in the right lane, and I knew that had happened to Corey in the left. And but I it took some mental preparation on the starting line to get over what I had just witnessed with Corey and build up the guts to get down the track and do it. So I had to put my faith in God and my faith in my team, and we made it. But it doesn't leave your mind. You know, the next round in the final was just as scary, but we made it for that one too. And so I definitely want to say God is good and he kept me safe today. Thanks for that.
Bobby Bennett, Competition Plus.
I may be a little bit redundant in the question that I'm asking, but I'd asked earlier, I said, you know, it's like any given Sunday, something could happen. And after what you've experienced, did you think that maybe today was fate's way of making sure that you won? I mean, Steve Johnson, we all saw, he's pretty much a rock.
And then Matt Redlett. Yep.
And then, you know, Joey, the bike inexplicably cut off, and there you are, killing it.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, we always say when it's your day, it's your day at the NHRA. I mean, it takes literally every single thing to go in your favor, and one little bitty thing doesn't go in your favor and you're done for. Joey's kill switch actually came off of, out of the, so it cut the engine off, and I was gaining on him, but I don't think I would have caught him had that not happened. So it was definitely, it was my day. And I was thinking that the last two races, this is my day. And then when it doesn't happen and you lose, you're devastated. And it's so hard to get to the final round. And it's so almost impossible to win a race these days that you start to think, I mean, why am I putting myself through this anymore? I mean, it would be easier just to go home and just be a mom. But I still have these goals in life. And one of them is to prove to my little girls that they can do anything they set their mind to. And I'm not done with that yet. I'm not done with winning, and I hate to even say it, I don't want to talk about it, but the whole, you know, I'm looking for another championship, and we're headed that way. I just have to keep my focus and one round at a time and hope things continue to go my way.
Was today a reminder of just how important your faith is?
Oh my gosh, yes. I mean, we thankfully for our pastors and the people in the staging lanes that pray with us before each round, I genuinely, this is 100%, with all my heart, I put all my faith into God and my team today to get me safely down the racetrack, because, you know, it takes skill to do it, but at my size, sometimes it's not that easy, but I managed to get it down there despite, I mean, it was driving around on me all day today. I was off the right, I was off the left of it, so I had to fight it. I think the best run I actually had was in the final. I think it went pretty straight on that one.
Does anybody have a clue what was making the bikes pull? Because when Corey had his problem, mm-hmm. the bike started shaking about mid-track.
There is a bump at the tunnel in the left lane, so he may have possibly broke loose on that bump and lost some traction, and then I think the wind was actually blowing a little bit at that time that way. And then there's a crown in the racetrack, this one as well as the last race. Once you get over that crown, it starts sucking you towards the center line, and one of the things you cannot do, and I try to learn from everything, even from what happened with Corey, I learned something today. You know, he was hanging off the left, he put his knee out, but if you step on the right peg while you're trying to push yourself off the left of the motorcycle, sometimes you're making it even worse. So if you're stepping on that right peg to push yourself over, it makes the bike go that much further. So that possibly could have been what went wrong. And I remembered that every round after that. So when the bike was going to the center line for me in the third round, I moved over to the right and I made sure I didn't touch that left peg at all. And it came back pretty easy. And those are things that are sometimes hard to remember when everything's happened so fast going down the racetrack.
Josh Haskett, NHRA National Dragster.
What's the point of pride for you to win on this Suzuki? You won on every bike imaginable, it seems like, and now you've won on this bike on a Suzuki. How special is that to you know, just to add that to your collection?
It's extremely special for me because I know that Eddie, they thought about putting Eddie on the Suzuki this year. They talked a lot about it, and ultimately they decided on me. And I'm very honored that Vance and Hines put their faith in me and put me on the brand new Hayabusa that Jerry Savoy and the War Team developed. But the four-valve Suzuki that Vance and Hines has developed as well is what I'm so proud to be, the one that debuted it and brought it out. I mean, along with other racers as well, but my team made that engine, and we're really proud of it. And it was both of us in the final on the same motorcycles and the same engines. And I'm just proud to be getting the job done for them because there's a lot of pressure when your team works as hard as they do and they develop all this amazing stuff and then they hand it over to me and then I bring it out there and screw it all up, which is what I tried to do twice today. But that's probably the hardest thing in drag racing is you have a whole team of people that are kicking butt all week long and then they hand it over to you and it's 100% in your lap now. And so that's the the thing that I'm working on the most, is to just have a good time and not put so much pressure on myself.
You also talked about, we talked about in Reading that you didn't care about all the other wins. You're
focused. It's true. This is the only one. Yeah. I have 44 wins now, and three of them are the ones that mean the most to me, and those are the ones since I've been a mom. But you can take all 43 wins away. The only one I cared about was this one, and now the only one I care about is the next one. So we're going to go after one more, and hopefully we could get a number one on that bike. That's the goal for the whole team, I think. It's just going to be up to me to keep my focus one round at a time.
Is it exciting to be in this championship mix? I mean, you've got Steve, Matt, Eddie, yourself. I mean, it's going to be a pretty good battle.
Yeah, it's exciting to win a Wally, to go to the winner's circle these days, because anybody can do it. There's so many people that can win, and there's so much tough competition. I mean, Steve is a thorn in my side now, and I know there's several of them that are going to be a pain in my butt, so they're not making it easy. I feel like I'm the old girl. I used to be just the girl, and now I'm the old girl. There's so many girls out here now, but I'm the old one. So I feel like I have a lot to prove, and I'm up against a lot. You know, I have so many hurdles along the way on every Sunday. On any given Sunday, I have all these hurdles that I have to cross. And that's why I stay in the gym and I try to stay healthy. And I surround myself by fantastic, hardworking people. And that's how we get it done.
Anja, before we let you go, saw you and Joey embrace down there. What was said, if you can share it?
I felt total guilt, you know. I felt so bad for him because... what happened to Corey and Joey's been in the final twice, and I think I've taken it away from him before. I don't know. I don't think it was a final. I don't remember. I know we raced somewhere and he was headed to the final or something, and I don't know. I just really wanted to see. I want to see Joey, and I really want to see Corey win a race. I love Corey. He was my teammate, and we're very close. And I felt guilt, and you know, I felt guilt because I had a horrible night, and I felt like I didn't deserve it. So sorry, but So I just kept telling him I was sorry. I'm sorry, because I hate to be the one who takes that away from someone. That's why I wish people were more happy for everybody that win, because we all want to win it so bad, and I hate to be the one who stops somebody else from doing it, but I want to do it just as much. But I do want to say one more thing before I can't speak anymore. My brother's here, and he's never been to the winner's circle before, 25 years of racing, and so he got to do it with me today, and I think he cried too.
Come on up.
So, yeah. It's just me and my brother. My mom and dad only had two kids. Unfortunately, I think we came out pretty good. He's also an awesome motorcycle racer. He does some racing himself. He's got a Vega, but he loves drag racing and never been to the winner's circle with me before. And he actually worked on my bike today. So it's great to have him here with me.
Just to be clear, the kill switch, is that the ones attached to his
bike? Yeah, the little cord that we put on our wrist. It's, you know, if your hand were to fly off the handlebar or something, and it kills the engine. And I'm not sure exactly why. I guess it was just loose on his bike. But he was pretty emotional down there himself. Mad. Very, very mad. And I know the feeling. And I was just sorry. I just kept telling him, I'm sorry, Joey.
I understand. But anyway, thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thanks.
A great victory to All Tools NHRA Carolina Nationals. Your first motorcycle winner, Anja. Thank you, Anja.
You're welcome.
Congratulations.
Congrats.